In this bulletin, firefighters in New South Wales and Victoria prepare for bad bushfire conditions. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese promises to deliver a bold policy agenda. And the first two Australian artists competing for a spot at Eurovision are revealed ahead of next year's song contest. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Dry and windy conditions have created a volatile bushfire situation across drought-stricken New South Wales, where blazes continue to burn out of control. Several fires are burning across New South Wales, with the state's Rural Fire Service issuing emergency warning alerts for at least three fires on the mid-coast. Authorities believe a number of homes may have been lost on the state's mid-north coast. New South Wales Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons is urging residents to remain vigilant and not underestimate how quickly fires can travel.
Given the amount of fire already burning in the landscape and the conditions today, we are expecting many more of these fires to increase in their alert level throughout the day, and there is every likelihood of more damage and more destruction being occasioned by the rapid movement of these fires. We cannot overstate the flammability of the fuel given the current drought situation, and we've experienced that now for many weeks, for many months.
In other news, the state of Queensland is facing a heightened fire risk because of dry land and a blaze which could flare up again north of Noosa. Extreme fire warnings are in place from the Gold Coast to the Sunshine Coast and in some inland areas of Queensland. Tiwa is also an area of concern where firefighters have contained a blaze but are prepared in case it sparks again. Residents are also being told to prepare to leave because of bushfire threatening Brisbane's southwest. Labor leader Anthony Albanese has paid tribute to his predecessor Bill Shorten despite a review into this year's election loss pointing to his unpopularity. Mr Albanese has responded to the findings of the post-mortem into the May federal election defeat, which found the Labor campaign lacked a strategy. He says the party didn't deliver a clear and concise narrative, but he welcomed the review despite its uncomfortable contents. The opposition leader has vowed to turn around Labor's culture so the public can trust the party again.
Our whole democracy, not just the Labor Party, needs a dose of honest, plain speaking. We know the outcome was not due to a lack of effort, and I do want to pay tribute to the extraordinary commitment of Bill Shorten, who worked so hard each and every day for 6 years to return Labor to government. Bill was determined to offer hope and genuine reform.
Environment ministers are being urged to support a national plan to address growing extinction rates among native Australian species. Federal Environment Minister Susan Lee meets her state and territory counterparts today with a group expected to sign the Strategy for Nature 2018 to 2030 plan. The government's proposal outlines priorities, spending and actions necessary to protect native species. The Wilderness Society has welcomed the plan and says Australia's extinction rate can be fixed if all levels of government work together on a clear conservation strategy. The first two artists who will compete to represent Australia at the Eurovision competition in 2020 have been unveiled. SBS and production partner Blink TV today announced Vanessa Amorosi and Casey Donovan are the female singers chosen for the Eurovision Australia Decides competition in February next year. The two will battle it out at the competition on the Gold Coast for a chance to be Australia's candidate for the 2020 Eurovision contest. Miss Amorosi has told Channel 9 last year's Australian competitor, Kate Miller-Heidke, inspired her to participate.
I'm really excited about it, actually. Last year watching Kate Miller-Heidke perform was what really set the fire for me. Wow. I mean, this is a great opportunity for singers and songwriters.
Let's look at Saturday's weather now. Very hot and sunny in Perth, 40 degrees, partly cloudy, 19 in Adelaide, 14 for Melbourne and showers, an afternoon shower or two in Hobart, 15. Light early frost for Canberra, 17, sunny in Wollongong, 18, much the same for Sydney, 21, sunny in Newcastle, 20, sunny also in Brisbane, 30, fine weather for Cairns as well, 32, 34 degrees for Darwin, partly cloudy. Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.